This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم ومن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر آمين يا رب العالمين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولئن مستهم نفحة من عذاب ربك ليقولن يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي آمين يا رب العالمين. I'm going to give you forewarning. I'm going to try to make today's talk as short as I possibly can, but I don't think I can finish it in less than 45 minutes. But I'm telling you that now so that you don't get, you know. And again, I've given you instructions on how to escape the masjid quietly without being noticed. So there are side exits and all these other things, so you can escape as you can. I don't mind. Where I want to start today, actually, is something scary. Our religion is the religion of truth. And the truth contains good news and it contains warnings. Our messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam, all of them, especially Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jal describes him as mubashiran wa nadhiran, giver of good news and also giver of warning. If you only give good news, then a person can forget the reality of the warning. And if you only give the warning, then a person can become hopeless and think there is no such thing as good news. You see? So I've tried my level best to emphasize in this month of Ramadan, because it is a month of hope, that I've tried to emphasize the good news and the love and the hope that we should develop for Allah Azza wa Jal. But at the same time, that has to be balanced. And even though today at the end of the day is also a message of hope, I have to start somewhere that isn't so much a message of hope. You see, the people that came before us that Allah gave a book to were Banu Israel. We have Qur'an, and they had another Qur'an. Qur'an calls it another Qur'an, meaning the previous one. And they didn't take it very seriously. And they developed some twisted ideas about, even if we're not so good as Muslims, it's okay, even if Allah puts us in hell, worst case scenario, Allah will put us in hell. So I mean, it's going to be for a weekend, few days, and then, because He loves us so much, and Muslims will eventually end up in heaven, in Jannah. So even if we go to Jahannam, it's not forever. So it's okay, it's not that bad. لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً. The fire won't touch us except for a few days. Just a few days. Now the thing is, before Judgment Day, or before hell and heaven, there is Judgment Day. And Judgment Day, one day, according to Allah, is 50,000 years long. That's Judgment Day. That's not even heaven and hell. And Judgment Day is just one day. And heaven and hell are forever. And so when someone says a few days, you're not thinking about the 24 hours when the sun, you know, the earth rotates and you see the sun go up and the sun come down, because the sun and the moon and the earth are all going to be leveled. So the way we calculate 24 hours now is not how day and night works when Akhirah begins, you understand? So when somebody thinks they're going for a few days, this is not the same concept of day. So let's get that out of our head first. The second thing is, let's understand one description of, you know, Jahannam, hell is described in many places in the Qur'an. But I want to give you one description of the Qur'an that Allah gives of hellfire. And that's probably the most, in my view, the most important description of Jahannam in the Qur'an. As a student of the Qur'an, I consider that the starting point. If somebody understands that one, they know enough about Jahannam. You see, the ayah begins, وَلَئِن مَسَّتْهُمْ, even if. The ayah begins, even if. Now, in English, when you say if, like, if I go, then I'll see you there. But if somebody says, even if I go, that means the likelihood is very small. So when the ayah begins la'in, it's actually making the likelihood of that scenario very, very minimal. This is a way of Allah de-emphasizing. Okay, so this, basically in simple English, He's making the statement weaker. Even if what happens? He said, even if masatum. Even if it touched them barely. Touched them barely. Massa in Arabic means أَقَلُّ دَرَجَةِ الْإِصَابَةِ, when something barely touches you and you can't even feel it. Like, you know, like a fly or something, like a bare touch, minimum touch. And if it's for a split second, that's called mass. So even if it barely touched them, forever or for a split second? for a split second. Masatum. Now what touched them? You would think maybe the fire touched them. Maybe the punishment touched them. Allah says, nafhatun. Even if the draft, the wind touched them. Now let me tell you about this wind. Nafha in Arabic is used when somebody closes a door. You know when you close the door, a little bit of wind comes in? When the curtain moves? Or somebody closes the window and the curtain moves, right? That little bit of wind that comes from the other side in or inside out, there's two kinds of them, lafha and nafha. Lafha with a lam and nafha with a noon. Lafha with a lam means if it was hot. And nafha with a noon means if it's cool. Allah says, even if the cool draft, the cool wind touched them from the punishment of your master. Now, by the way, if Allah is describing, He's not describing hell touching anybody in this ayah. He's not describing the fire touching anybody. He's not even describing the hot wind touching anybody. He's describing the coolest part of the fire, and it's not even touching you forever. By the way, there are three states of matter you learn in physics: solid, liquid, and gas. And if solid touches you, you feel it. If liquid touches you, you feel it. But if gas touches you, you barely feel it. Gas is touching us right now. The air is touching us right now, we don't feel it. And Allah describes in this ayah, what is touching them? Air is touching them. And what kind of air? Is it hot air or cool air, relatively? It's cool air. The cool air barely touches them. Now, the remarkable thing about this ayah is, remember I told you, nafha is when you close a door? In other words, they are not in hell yet. They're actually going towards it, and just the little bit of the coolest air of it just barely, just had a minimum touch of them. What is their reaction? They say, they scream, Ya waylana. Oh, the worst possible torture has already begun for us. Inna kunna zalimeen. We have always, always, always been wrongdoers. They start admitting all of their sins immediately. The reason I describe this ayah very briefly for you first is because in this ayah, Allah is describing not the experience of hell, and may Allah protect every believer, everyone from hellfire. But Allah is describing even the experience of getting close to it and being touched by just the wind of it for a split second, and a human being thinks there could never be any worst possible torture. This is why Allah says about the hellfire, إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. It is a terrible place to be for a little bit and for a long time. You don't think for a second, well, you know, I mean, I messed up. Even if Allah throws me in hell, eventually at least I'll get out. Don't develop that thinking. Now with that having said, when Judgment Day begins, there are lots of events on Judgment Day. And one of those events, when humanity is gathered, they're gathered and they don't know where to go. They don't know where to turn to. This is actually a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Muslims were eager to learn. And some people came and they ran over to Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu because it was known that he knows this famous hadith. It's a very long hadith. And it's narrated in Bukhari. So they go to him to learn this hadith from him. And so this is after the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, حَدَّثَنَا مُحَمَّدٌ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Anas talking, radiallahu anhu. He says, the Prophet told us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا جَنَّاسُ بَعْضُهُمْ فِي بَعْضٍ. Listen carefully now. When the day of resurrection starts, people are going to be in waves, crashing into each other. Chaos. Everybody's running into everybody else. فَيَأْتُونَ آدَمَ. And they somehow find Adam alayhi salam. They somehow find Adam alayhi salam. Humanity runs to Adam alayhi salam. فَيَقُولُ شْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. They run to him and say, could you please speak to Allah for us? We are too scared to talk to Allah. You are the first human being. You are the one that Allah honored with the angels doing sajda. You are the one that was chosen. We are all your children. You are our father. So go speak with Allah for us, please. We're too scared. So he says, فَيَقُولُ لَسْتُ لَهَا. He said, I'm not qualified for that. I can't do it. لَسْتُ لَهَا. وَلَكِنْ عَلَيْكُمْ بِإِبْرَاهِيمِ. He says, you know what? Why don't you go talk to Ibrahim? You need to go meet with Ibrahim. So humanity is now searching for who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَإِنَّهُ خَلِيلُ الرَّحْمَنِ. He says, go to him because he was the close friend of Ar-Rahman. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Quran says Allah took Ibrahim as a close friend. So go talk to Ibrahim. He will help you. Ibrahim alayhi salam, they go to. فَيَأْتُونَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فَيَقُولُ لَسْتُ لَهَا. They go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. He says, I'm not qualified for that. I'm not made for that. I can't talk to Allah Azza wa Jal for you. وَلَكِنْ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمُوسَى. Why don't you go to Musa alayhi salam? So humanity runs to Musa alayhi salam. فَإِنَّهُ كَلِيمُ اللَّهِ He was the one who used to talk to Allah a lot. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا Quran says. Then Musa alayhi salam used to talk to Allah in long conversation. So he's already used to speaking with Allah. Today is a good day to speak with Allah. Go talk to Musa, he'll talk to Allah for you. فَإِنَّهُ كَلِيمُ اللَّهِ فَيَأْتُونَ مُوسَى فَيَقُولُ لَسْتُ لَهَا He says, no, I'm not qualified for that. I can't do it. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِعِيسَى So go to Isa alayhi salam. فَإِنَّهُ رُوحُ اللَّهُ وَكَلِمَتُهُ He is the ruh given by Allah. And he is the word of Allah. كُنْ فَيَكُونَ He is the word of Allah that miraculously was born. So he is a special case among all of the messengers. Go speak with him. فَيَأْتُونَ عِيسَى They go to Isa alayhi salam. فَيَقُولُ لَسْتُ لَهَا He says, I can't do it. That's not for me. I am not made for that. And then he says, وَلَكِنْ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ No, you need to go, humanity, you need to go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Humanity is going to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَأْتُونِي فَأَقُولُ Then all of them will come to me and I will say, now the Rasul is telling us alayhi salatu wa sallam, أَنَا لَهَا I was made for this. I was for this. I am qualified for this. أَنَا لَهَا فَأَسْتَأْذِنُ عَلَى رَبِّي And by the way, before I tell you more, there's a scene on Judgment Day. Allah says, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا He says, the day on which angels, the legions of angels are going to be standing like an army, and a time will come where nobody will be allowed to speak. There will be a kind of silence that has never been heard in humanity before. Never in existence has there been that kind of silence. Allah says, لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ Nobody's going to be talking. They will not be speaking. إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنِ Except the one that Allah will give permission to, Ar-Rahman will give permission to. And that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he comes before Allah azza wa jal when no creation of Allah can make a noise. No creation can be heard. He comes before Allah and asks his permission to speak. فَيُؤْذَنُ لِي And so I will be given permission. And he says, وَيُلْهِمُنِي مَحَامِدَ أَحْمَدُهُ بِهَا لَا تَحْضُرُنِ الْآنِ He says, Allah will give me on that day a special way to praise Him and a special way to thank Him that He has not given me now. Some special revelation will be given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment that has never been given before to any creation. And he will get to praise Allah in that special way on that day. لَا تَحْضُرُنِ الْآنِ They haven't come to me now. They're not here yet. فَأَحْمَدُهُ بِتِلْكَ الْمَحَامِدِ Then I will praise him and thank him with those special words that Allah himself has given me. وَأَخِرُّ لَهُ سَاجِدًا And when he gives me those words, after I say those words, I will fall before Allah in sajda. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now in this scene. This place is called Maqama Mahmuda, by the way. You could call it almost like a stage that is praised. And humanity can see it. We can all see it. This conversation, we're all quiet. And he falls into sajda. And when he falls into sajda, Allah azza wa jal speaks to him. He was speaking to Allah, now Allah is speaking to him. And what does he say? Ya Muhammad irfa' ra'sak. He says, Muhammad, raise your head. Get up from sajda. And he says, وَقُلْ Speak. يُسْمَعْ لَكْ You will be heard. And he won't just be heard by Allah. He won't just be heard by Allah. He will be heard by everyone on Judgment Day. يُسْمَعْ لَكْ And he says, وَسَلْ تُعْطَى Ask, you will be given. Whatever you ask, you will be given. Can you imagine a creation of Allah on Judgment Day? What creation of Allah is in a position, we are all begging Allah. On Judgment Day, أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا Complete our light, forgive us, cover our sins. This is what we're begging Allah Azza wa Jal. And here Allah is saying, not to this one creation, instead of him begging Allah, Allah is telling him, you go ahead and ask, whatever you ask, I will give. سَلْ تُعْطَى So this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sal tu'ta. And then he says, washfa'. If you want to speak on somebody else's behalf, you want to make a case for somebody that I should be lenient with them, go ahead and make the case, tushaffa'. I shall give you the right to speak on other people's behalf. Tushaffa'. This is the guarantee Allah has given His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَقُولُ يَا رَبْ So I will respond, my master, ummati, ummati. That's all he will say. That's his entire sentence. My ummah, my ummah. My people, my people. Everyone on Judgment Day says, nafsi, nafsi. Me, me, me. Prophets of Allah who begged people to come to the deen, like Ibrahim alayhi salam, who in this world was only concerned with humanity, on Judgment Day says, no, go somewhere else, go talk to Musa. Musa alayhi salam, who's concerned with Banu Israel, is saying, no, go talk to Isa alayhi salam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and by the, think about the description of Judgment Day in the Quran. يَوْمَ تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. Every mother who's feeding her baby will drop her baby like it's nothing. Like it's nothing. يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. A person will run away from his brother, from his mother, from his father. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. From his wife, from his children. Some of you run from your wife already, so it's not that scary for you. Well, so, that's not the scariest ayah for you, you know. And some of you are like, finally, you know, like... But in all seriousness, everyone's concerned with who that day? Themselves. As a matter of fact, one person will even say, وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ. Ya Allah, take everyone on the earth, let them go to hell, in exchange let me go to heaven. That's in the Quran too. That's how humanity becomes. And on that day, the one human being speaks before Allah Azza wa Jal, and the first words that come out of his mouth is Ummati, Ummati. That is the love your Rasul has for you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Ummah, and if we love him, how is it? I remind you of something I told you before. How is it that he has that kind of love of this Ummah and we can have hate for this Ummah? How is that? How is it that we can have so much anger, judgment, criticism, division, spite, you know, assumptions, arrogance towards each other? And these are the people, they all claim they love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How is that love not enough for you to get over it? What differences do we have that are bigger? You know? And so, when the messenger says, Ummati, Ummati, Allah responds, فَيَقُولْ انطلق. He says, go forward, go ahead. فَأَخْرِجْ مِنْهَا مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ شَعِيرَةٍ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ. Listen to these words. He says, go, take out from it whoever had even one, the sha'ira is actually a barley seed or a barley, you know, grain. And it's a little bit long. If they had even that much of a weight of faith, any faith inside them, any iman in their heart, if they had that, take them out. Take them out. You go ahead and you can imagine this scene. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam calling people, go, 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 go. And he's getting them to move. And now the angels stop. Because some people had even that little bit. What does that little bit of faith, by the way, mean? Somebody was engaged in haram, was it? Weren't they? They were doing something terrible, weren't they? And as they were doing it, or after they were done, they felt a little shame inside. Something inside them said, "This is wrong. I shouldn't be doing this. Allah will ask me about this." And they somehow found a way to, I mean, not think about it. And later on, they're, "Ya Allah, just get me out of this haram. I don't know how I can get away from this addiction. I don't know how I can get away from this situation. I don't know how I can get away from this evil. But I don't want it. I don't want this in my life. But I'm still stuck in this evil." That little bit of faith inside them was screaming and crying. Nobody could hear it. Their heart could hear it. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, if they even felt that much, go ahead, get them out. You get them out. And so when he's getting them out, the angels will basically stop because some people don't even have that much. That little voice is not even there. So they stop. فَأَنْطَلِقْ فَأَفْعَلْ. I will go forward and I'll do so. ثُمَّ أَعُودْ. Then I come back. Meaning, no, the angels stop. There's other people still crying back there. What about us? What about us? And so he comes back to Allah Azza wa Jal. فَأَحْمَدُهُ بِتِلْكَ الْمَحَامِدْ. And I'll come back to Allah and start praising him with the same words he had given me before. Notice in this hadith, the first time he asked Allah's permission, yes? The second time there's no mention of permission. You see that? He actually immediately starts praising Allah Azza wa Jalla. Did Allah even ask him to do so? No. This is his love for his ummah, that he goes back and he starts praising Allah, hoping that Allah will just grant him automatic permission, begging him. And ثُمَّ أَخِرُّ لَهُ سَاجِدًا. Then I will fall before Allah in sajda. فَيُقَالُ يَا مُحَمَّدٍ. Then it will be said, Muhammad, irfa' ra'sak. Raise your head. وَقُلْ يُسْمَعْ لَكْ. And speak, you will be heard. وَسَلْ تُعْطَى. Ask again, you will be given again. وَشْفَعْ تُشَفَّعْ. And make a case for people. You will be given the opportunity to get them out. You will be given the chance to be their ambassador. فَأَقُولُ يَا رَبْ أُمَّتِي أُمَّتِي. He says, my master, أُمَّتِي أُمَّتِي. Them again. But he already got the people with this tiny little iman. So Allah says, فَيَقُولُ Allah says, انطلق, go ahead. فَأَخْرِجْ مِنْهَا مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ أَوْ خَرْدَلَةٍ مِنْ iman. He says, go find anybody and get them out from it that may have the weight of a single speck, a dot. Not a seed that's long, but a single dot. Or خَرْدَلَة, a mustard seed. A mustard seed is a tiny little seed. And when Allah says weight of it, nowadays we have these digital weighing machines, yeah? And so you back in the day, they used to have these weights. So when you put a handful of rice, it doesn't move. When you put more rice, then it moves a little bit. But now you have these digital things that are kilograms and grams, and you can put a couple of things, and it says 0.001 gram. Try putting one piece of rice or one seed and see if it catches anything. It doesn't. It doesn't. And Allah says, I will give this access on your name, on Rasulullah's pleading, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to those who have this that cannot even be weighed in this world. That cannot even be weighed in this world. By the way, if you ate one seed, would you even notice? You wouldn't even notice. You know what? This is the kind of faith that even the person who has it barely notices. Even they barely notice. What to speak of someone else? What to speak of someone else? And if somebody consumes one seed, it cannot nourish them. It cannot feed them. That's not enough food. This was not enough iman for someone to live a good life. But it was somewhere in their heart, some recognition of Allah, some element of gratitude, some element of mercy, some element of loyalty. Something was there in there somewhere. And Allah says, even if you find that much, فَأَخْرِجْهُ فَأَنْطَلِقْ, then I will get him out. And then I move forward, فَأَفْعَلْ, and I will do so. And now that those people, that's a huge population of people who are away from Allah. They had barely something left inside. And so that's pretty much it. I guess the story's over. Rasulullah is not done, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He goes back, فَأَحْمَدُهُ بِتِلْكَ الْمَحَامِدِ ثُمَّ أَخِرُّ لَهُ سَاجِدًا. I will go back with the same praises and fall before Allah in sajda again. فَيَقُولُ يَا مُحَمَّدِ ارْفَعْ رَأْسَكَ. Then it will be said again, raise your head. وَقُلْ يُسْمَعْ لَكَ. Speak, you will be heard. وَسَلْ تُعْطَى. Ask, you will be given. Allah Azza wa Jalla could easily say, you already did this. It's already been given. It's already been given. But this is now the third time Rasulullah ﷺ is being told, وَشْفَعْ تُشَفَّعْ. Go ahead, make a case for people. And you will be given the opportunity to do so. You shall be granted a chance to intercede on their behalf, plead on their behalf. I'm giving it to you. فَأَقُولُ يَا رَبْ أُمَّتِي أُمَّتِي. He says, أُمَّتِي أُمَّتِي. Now, let's stop here for a second. If you had the opportunity, Allah would say to you, you can have whatever you want. You ask, it'll be given. Whatever you want. We have a list. We have a list. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given that opportunity now how many times? 3 times. And how many millions of people have been saved already? And the third time, at least he could ask something for himself. A human being, when they're told by Allah, ask, I'll give you. And this man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, standing before Allah, who's telling him, I will give you whatever you ask, and still on his tongue is this ummah. Ummati, ummati. So he says, فَيَقُولْ انطلق, go forward. فَأَخْرِجْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ أَدْنَى 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 مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةِ خَرْدَلٍ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ. He says, go forward and find someone who has the smallest bit of the smallest bit of the smallest bit of one seed of faith. The kind of bit that is, you would call that microscopic. If they have one atom, one subatomic particle of faith that can't even be seen or heard or felt in this world. If they have it somewhere deep inside their subconscious, they haven't even ever realized it. If they even have that much, go ahead and get them out. You bring them out. If they have that much in their heart. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, فَأَخْرِجْهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah says to him, أَخْرِجْهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Get them out of the fire. Listen to these words carefully. Get them out of what? The fire. Meaning some people are already in the fire. You know, people read this hadith and they think we will be saved on judgment day, the fire will not touch us. But the hadith doesn't say that. The Prophet ﷺ is pleading to Allah. This day is 50,000 years long. Some people's judgment is already done. They're already in the fire. They're already there. And I told you about that fire. When you feel one split second of its air, you think no worse torture has ever happened to you. And some people are already inside. And Allah's Messenger has not even given up on those people. Not even given up on those people. And by the way, those are Muslims. Those are Muslims. Because what did the Prophet say? What words came out of his mouth? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummati, ummati. Those are Muslims in the fire. Those are not non-Muslims in the fire. Those are Muslims in the fire. And he's begging for them. And so he says, فَأَنْطَلِقُوا فَأَفْعَلْ So I go forward. فَلَمَّا خَرَجْنَا And by the way, so Rasul Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this. And the hadith is done. Anas ibn Malik was done telling this group of people who came to learn from him. قُلْتُ لِبَعْضِ أَصْحَابِنَا I said to some, the one who came to collect this hadith, said, I told some of my friends, لَوْ مَرَرْنَا بِالْحَسَنْ وَهُوَ مُتَوَارٍ فِي مَنْزِلْ أَبِي خَلِيفَةً Maybe we should go to Al-Hasan. We heard this from Anas. We've also heard that the other one who knew it is who? Al-Hasan. So we should go to him too. And by the way, by this time, Anas radiallahu anhu was very old. In this hadith, how many times did he go to Allah? Three times. So they said, it's been a while, and we learned that this hadith is also learned by Al-Hasan. And they've never heard anything like this. It's so shocking. So they want to verify if they're going to hear the same thing again from who? Hasan radiallahu anhu. And we hear he lives behind the house of Abu Khalifa. Let's look, find him. So they're going around looking for this sahabi. And so they find Hasan radiallahu anhu. فَحَدَّثْنَاهُ بِمَا حَدَّثَنَا So we told him the same thing Anas told us. حَدَّثَنَا Anas ibn Malik. فَأَتَيْنَاهُ فَسَلَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ So we came to him, we said salam to him. فَأَذِنَ لَنَا So he gave us permission to come and speak with him. فَقُلْنَا لَهُ يَا أَبَا سَعِيدٍ We told him, the father of Sa'id. جِئْنَاكَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَخِيكَ أَنَسِ بْنِ مَالِكَ We came to you from the company of your brother, Anas ibn Malik. فَلَمْ نَرَ مِثْلَ مَا حَدَّثْنَا فِي الشَّفَاعَةِ We have never experienced anything like what he told us that the Prophet will do on Judgment Day, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ He goes, mm-hmm. He literally says, yep, you know it. And so, فَحَدَّثْنَاهُ بِالْحَدِيثِ And it also means, let me hear it again. Let me see what you learned from Anas. So they told him the whole hadith, the one I just shared with you, yeah? فَانْتَهَا إِلَى هَذَا الْمَوْضِعِ So he finished telling him the hadith until this point, three times. فَقَالْ He said, more? What else? فَقُلْنَا لَمْ يَزِدْ لَنَا عَلَى هَذَا He said, he didn't say any more than this. This is all he told us. لَقَدْ حَدَّثَنِي وَهُوَ And so he says, now Hassan is speaking, he says, لَقَدْ حَدَّثَنِي وَهُوَ جَمِيعٌ مُنْذُ 20 سَنَةً He told me this hadith when he was in his youth, in his prime, 20 years ago. He told me this hadith how long ago? 20 years ago. فَلَا أَدْرِي أَنَسِيَا أَمْ كَرِهَا أَن تَتَّكِلُوا I'm not sure if he forgot the rest of it, or he didn't want to tell you, because if he tells you, you people will get lazy. He says there's a fourth part of this hadith. And I'm not sure if I should be telling you. Or he wasn't sure. And I think because he's 20 years older now, maybe his memory is failing him. But I suspect he didn't tell you because you people will become what? Lazy. So they say, Ya Aba Sa'id, hadithna. Okay, can you tell us? You know, we'd really like to know. So he started laughing. فَالضَّحِكَ وَقَالْ خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا He quoted ayah of Quran. He said, human beings were created loving to rush to things. They want to get things quickly. مَا ذَكَرْتُهُ إِلَّا وَأَنَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُحَدِّثَكُمْ حَدَّثَنِي كَمَا حَدَّثَكُمْ بِهِ I didn't make this comment to you, except that I wanted to tell you. Actually, I was teasing you. I will tell you. Okay, so I'll tell you exactly the way he told me how many years ago? 20 years ago. قَالْ ثُمَّ أَعُودُ الرَّابِعَ He said, exactly what he told you is true. But then, ثُمَّ أَعُودُ الرَّابِعَ The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then I go back for the fourth time. فَأَحْمَدُهُ بِتِلْكَ الْمَحَامِدِ Then I praise Allah with those special praises and thanks that Allah has given me on that day that no creation has had before. ثُمَّ أَخِرُّ لَهُ سَاجِدًا Then I fall before him in sajda. فَيُقَالُ يَا مُحَمَّدُ اِرْفَعْ رَأْسَكَ Muhammad, raise your head. وَقُلْ يُسْمَعْ لَكَ Speak, you will be heard. وَسَلْ تُعْطَى Ask, you will be given. وَشْفَعْ تُشَفَّعْ Ask for people on people's behalf, and you will be granted. Now, at this point, there is nothing smaller than that much iman. So all the possibility of iman is done. Adna, 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 mithqala habba, it's done. So, فَأَقُولْ يَا رَبْ إِذَنْ لِي فِي مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ Rasulullah did not say ummati. He did not say this time, ummati, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rabb, give me permission in the case of anybody who accepted La ilaha illallah. Anybody who even said it. If they just say, okay, fine, you know what? I think there is a God. Fine, you know, some college student was having a discussion with some Muslims on campus and they talked to him about God and said, you know what? I can agree philosophically, maybe there is a God. Okay, you know what? You're right. I accept there's a God. I'm not saying I'm Muslim. I'm just saying, okay, maybe only if there is to be worship, there's got to be only one God. They don't have this feeling in their heart. They're not worshiping someone. They just came to this conclusion. Okay? And by the way, this is similar to what Allah describes in Surah Al-Hujurat when He says, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. The Bedouins say, we have iman. Don't tell them you have iman. Tell them you don't have iman. You've just accepted the premise of Islam, the ideas of Islam. Ideas are over here. Iman is where? Over here. The whatever's in the heart, the people who had something in their heart have already been taken. Now the people who may have had some concept that there's a God, they never practiced it, they never did anything with it, they just kind of submitted to the idea that only one God should be worshipped. The Prophet says, anybody who came to this conclusion, who said, La ilaha illallah, said this, فَيَقُولُ, then Allah will say, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي وَكِبْرِيَائِي وَعَظَمَتِي, I swear by my authority, I swear by my own glory, I swear by my own greatness, and I swear by my own magnificent being. لَأُخْرِجَنَّ مِنْهَا مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, I will take out myself whoever said La ilaha illallah because you said this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I started somewhere. I started how scary hellfire is. And now by the end, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making this shafa'ah for us. You know, this hadith is one of the most important hadith. And you'd see, you know, even 20 years later, and Anas ibn Malik is an old man, and people are searching for this hadith and coming and we heard something about shafa'ah, we want to know. And even today, this hadith is one of the most powerful and one of the most misused statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't ever think about misusing it. This is not a license that we will be freed, as you can tell, right? When we listen to this hadith carefully, we learn that this is Allah allowing His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to get people out of Jahannam that were actually not, their iman wasn't enough, their deeds weren't enough. On the other side, there are people who have iman in their heart, they have faith in their heart, they have good deeds in their right hand, and these good deeds, they will turn into light on Judgment Day. And this iman, that will turn into light on Judgment Day. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. Light will come out from their chests and in front of from their right hands. This will turn into torches, headlights like a car, and it's pitch black, and you're making your way to Jannah. You're making your way to Jannah, and you have to go over Jahannam. إِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. That's a command of Allah. Everybody has to go over hell to get to heaven. Everybody. There's no exception. And the only way to get over this bridge is you have light. If you don't have light, you fall. And so as people are walking, some people have so much light they can see from Makkah to Syria. Some people have so much light that they can only see in front of their feet because their faith was weak. But this hadith isn't about the people who had a little bit of light or a lot of light. These people had so little light they couldn't see anything. You understand? That's what this hadith is about. And then the people who have that light, they beg Allah, أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Complete our light for us. Don't let the batteries run out on this light. Let us get to the gates of Jannah and forgive us. We beg Allah Azza wa Jal to qualify for the shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We beg Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those that are under His shade. We beg Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who never even have to feel the wind, the cool wind of the hellfire from the outside. We beg Allah Azza wa Jal that He makes us the loyal ummah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not the people He complains about, but the people He begs for. The people He complains about, I told you last time. إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. This nation of mine abandoned the Quran. We don't want to be from those people. We want to be from the people that He pleads Allah Azza wa Jalla on their behalf. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla qualify all of us for His beloved shafa'ah. I pray that every single one of us represents the beautiful teachings of our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the love that we have for Him shows in the love that we have for each other. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Quran al-Hakim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikr al-Hakim.